Chapter 3. The far northwest fringes of Mossflower Woods are broken by rocky outcrops, gullies, and hills. One could wonder why creatures bothered living there when the woodlands farther inward were so lush and bounteous. But home is home, and often creatures do not like to move away from the familiar surroundings of the birthplaces. So it was with the hedgehog family of Tirrie Lingle and the molekin of Brough Dubbo, who had shared the same dwelling cave for untold generations. Tirrie and his wife Dearie had four small hogs, scarce a season and a half old, not counting his old Uncle Blun and Aunt Umma. Brough had his wife, Lully, and two little mole-maid daughters, Nilly and Pod, to provide for. However, the dwelling cave of both families was not a happy place. It was a hungry and dangerous time for them, for outside in the grey drizzling afternoon, another family waited, a family of five foxes. The old vixen with the hulking son covered the back exit, while the father, an equally old dog fox, sat outside the front entrance with a fully grown son and daughter who towered over him. They had been there nearly half a season, laying siege to the dwelling. It was quite easy to relieve one another for the purposes of eating and sleeping, and still keep up a presence, taunting and reasoning by turns, knowing they had the hedgehogs and moles prisoners in their own home until hunger forced them out.
Don't be foolish. Come out. There's food here, friends.
The vixen wheedled. Tirrie Lingle shouted back at them.
Go and shift yourselves, vermin. You ain't welcome here.
The hulking fox son sniggered as he called into the back exit.
There'll be something tasty here when you come out. You!
The vixen nipped him sharply on his ear.
Shut up, acorn brain! Do you want to scare him to death?
The old father fox cajoled at the front entrance.
Come on, be reasonable. We just want to talk. You don't think we'd hurt your little ones, do you?
Inside the dwelling, Brough Dubbo helped Tirrie to shore up the barricade they had made from furniture and the bit of earth they could scrabble from the cave's rocky interior. Brough shook his dark furry head sadly as he spoke in quaint mole dialect to his companion.
I wished I had my old bow and arrows. The vermins had soon shift they themselves, hurray.
Tirrie Lingle peered through a gap between an armchair and a table at the foxes sitting outside.
They've got time on their rotten old side, Brough. We ain't. Little uns drank the last of the water this morning, and there's naught but a stale right crust standing atwixt us and starvation.
Uncle Blun's quavery voice piped up behind them.
You rascals, I'm a coming out there to beat ye with my girt stick. So I am.
Brough turned the old fellow around, patting his back.
You'm a fierce old haminal, Uncle Blun, but it be time for a noontide nap. Here there, go and lay ye down.
Back in the cave, the little hedgehogs began weeping for food and drink, and the two wives, Lully and Dearie, shushed them soothingly. The small group slumped dejected, knowing what their inevitable fate would be.